Hello, everyone, and welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Do we need a dictionary for our names?
No.
That's just our names.
No.
That's what it means.
Okay.
But today, we're going to be looking at six new words.
Ooh.
Just for you. And
Woo-hoo.
The words today sort of relate around pets.
Oh, what does my pet need?
Yeah.
我的宠物需要什么？没错，今天的图解字典当然都会教大家非常实用的字哦。If you have a pet,、mm-hmm. 如果你有一个宠物 then this is the unit you should be, you know, studying really hard and learning all these words.
Absolutely.
全部学起来有六个字哦。那明天当然也有六个字要解释给大家听啦。
Perfect. So if you think your pet just needs food and water, you are so wrong. There are many other things they need. So let's check out some of the things our pets need.
Okay, let's check it out.
What does my pet need?
Leash.
Leash.
For the safety of park visitors, please keep your dog on a leash.
For the safety of park visitors, please keep your dog on a leash.
Collar.
Collar.
I'll need a large collar to fit around my big dog's neck.
I'll need a large collar to fit around my big dog's neck.
Tag.
Tag.
We found the lost cat's owners by calling the phone number on the tag.
We found the lost cat's owners by calling the phone number on the tag.
Groomer.
Groomer.
The groomer is bathing and cleaning the dog.
The groomer is bathing and cleaning the dog.
Cat teaser wand.
Cat teaser wand.
My cat enjoys chasing the feather on the cat teaser wand.
My cat enjoys chasing the feather on the cat teaser wand.
Carrier.
Carrier.
Kathy travels with her cat in a carrier on the train.
Kathy travels with her cat in a carrier on the train.
All right, so six new words. Uh-huh. Let's find out about the first one. This is for all you dog lovers out there.
You,
if you have a cat or a bird or a fish, you probably don't need this first word.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it would work very well, especially with a fish. The word is leash.
Oh.
That's right, leash. L-E-A-S-H. A leash. Mm. A leash is basically the thing that you pull the dog or the dog pulls you around using. Okay, so it's not the thing around the neck. It's the thing that you attach to that neck thing called a collar, and you hold the other end in your hand when you take the dog out for a walk down the street or in the park. Some leashes can be very, very long.
Uh-huh.
If you have a little dog that likes to run around, or if you have a big, powerful dog, you might need a short leash so the dog doesn't, you know, take you for a ride. But whatever you're using, if you're leading the dog or dragging it around or it's taking you around, you're holding the leash.
That's right, 一开始呢就是给 dog lovers, 就是爱狗狗的人士们哦，你们一定要学起来这个字很重要，就是 leash, 那注意哦，它其中有长母音 E-E-A 的这个发音 leash, OK, 要发的标准一点哦。那当然呢你就不需要，如果你是养猫啦或是鸟啊或者是 birds, 或者是 fish, 鱼啊，你就不需要用个 leash 哦，所以通常我们可能会说 put a dog on a leash, 把狗这个拴上这个狗链哦，那这样子的话呢，它才可能不会弄丢或者是到处乱跑啦。Okay, so how can we use this word in a sentence, Mike?
Okay, for example, we could say, for the safety of park visitors, please keep your dog on a leash.
Right.
This is a sentence you might see on a sign outside the park.
Okay.
For the safety of park visitors, please keep your dog on a leash, so it doesn't run around and go crazy.
Yeah, okay. 为了这个公园的游客的安全呢，其中的 park visitors 就是公园游客，请你呢将这个狗呢这个系上狗链。可能我们会看到一个 sign, 一个标识告诉你们，因为我觉得狗狗有时候它可能会 go crazy, 有点危险，可能疯狂的不小心咬到人就不好啦。Okay, so what's our next word?
Hang on, before we move on, I just want to mention, for those of you who might be going to England, in British English, English.
Right.
A leash is called a lead. L-E-A-D. That's what it's called.
I knew that.
So if you want to go, maybe in Australia too.
对啊，我们英式的说法，与其说 leash, 他们会用 lead. L-E-A-D.
That's right. Okay, now, the thing that goes with the leash is word number two. That word is collar. Collar. C-O-L-L-A-R. Now, this isn't like a caller, someone who calls you on the telephone, although it's pronounced the same, it's spelled differently. Collars go around the neck.Of course, dogs wear collars very often.
Mm-hmm.
Cats sometimes wear collars.
Yeah,
mine doesn't, but some
do.
And people, this is the collar of my shirt as well. The part that goes around your neck, even if it's something that's not, doesn't have anything on it. It's just very small. As long as it's the top, the neck part of the shirt, we call that a collar. So think of necks.Think of callers.
好，我们来看一下 caller。哎，不是说打电话的人，听起来有点像。它其实是狗狗，哎，有时候小猫咪也会有戴的项圈哦。那其实 caller 也有这个，也有衣领的意思哦。所以像是白领阶级呢，英文就是 white collar。那常常呢，我们可以在 night markets 夜市也会卖很多各式各样的很可爱的这个 collars。So maybe you could say I bought a new collar for my dog. Or how else can you use this in a sentence?
We have the example sentence. It reads, I'll need a large collar to fit around my big dog's neck. I'll need a large collar to fit around my big dog's neck. Not one of those little ones, one of the big ones.
Okay, 我需要一个大的项圈来圈住我家大狗狗的脖子哦，因为 fit 就是那个对它是合适的。Okay, 那如果你买小的话，这个大狗的这个 neck 有点大，可能戴不下去。What's our next word?
All right, well, we're getting together the perfect outfit for the well-dressed dog. We have our leash for the owner. We have the collar for the dog.Something else, though, that you'll want to have on the collar is the tag. Now, a tag is usually made of metal, and it will have your dog's name on it, maybe some information, maybe a phone number, in case your dog gets lost.
Really?
Very, very useful to have, especially if your dog likes to run in the park. Dogs do sometimes get lost, and cats as well. So the good, responsible pet owner will have a tag on the collar so that if the pet gets lost...It will be able to get brought home easily.
How smart!
Yeah.
如果担心自己的宠物不见的话呢，记得你可以给它一个 tag， 就是一个吊牌，或者 tag 还有标签的意思哦。So a dog tag, for example.、或者有时候呢，哎，我们可以人也可以贴上一个人的名牌哦，那就是 name tags.、或者是哎，有时候我们要看到这个。东西多少钱？我们要 check 它的什么 price tag 哦，它的这个价钱的这个标签。另外呢 ，tag it can also be used as a verb， 也可以当做动词来用，有标签的意思。像是如果你常玩 Facebook 脸书，就可能要怎么样标签你的朋友 ，because they are in the same picture, right? So you want to tag your friends, all of your friends.
That's right. So it's basically something small that lets you put important information on it, so people learn something, they know something. For example, we found the lost cat's owners by calling the phone number on the tag. We found the lost cat's owners by calling the phone number on the tag. And I'm sure those owners were so happy to get little Muffy back.
OK, 好，其实我们借由吊牌上的电话找到了这个走失猫咪的主人，所以我觉得 tag 很重要，上面有时候可能还会有这个联络号码，这样让主人如果不见的宠物就会觉得终于可以打电话联络到我，就很开心。
Okay.
And the next word is?
Well, now we have a well-dressed dog.
Yeah.
What about its look? What about its hair? Well, if your dog needs a bit of a haircut, you don't take it to the barber, you don't take it to the salon.You take it to the dog groomer. Okay, groomer is a noun. It's the person who cuts the dog's hair. We often call that action grooming the hair. Okay, so to comb someone, to cut their hair, to make them look all shiny and beautiful, even going up to including shampooing, washing the dog. All of that can be done at the dog groomer's store,
salon. Is there a cat groomer?
I think so, but cats, They do a pretty good job of grooming themselves.
No,
you don't really need to wash a cat or cut their hair very much.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. 好像对，好像通常这个宠物呢都是狗狗啊，才会把它带去这种美容师，让它就是改造一番呢，剪头发什么的，就是像我们去剪头发之类。所以它的英文呢，宠物美容师就是 groomer， 因为其中的 groom 或是刚刚 Mike 老师说的 grooming， 其实就有这种。整洁打扮这样的意思，打扮一下的意思。And how can we use this word in a sentence?
We could say, for example, the groomer is bathing and cleaning the dog.
Right.
The groomer is bathing and cleaning the dog.
Okay, 意思就是呢，宠物美容师正在帮狗怎么样洗澡 ，bathing. Okay, 注意哦，它的发音是 bathe. Okay, 它是动词。如果是 take a bath， 它那个 bath 则是它的名词 ，that's a noun. Okay, and cleaning the dog 就是清洁身体。当然还可以怎么样 shampooing 就是洗头也是包含在里面吧
Yeah, now it might seem kind of like a luxury But really, it's a good idea Because not only will they clean the hair They'll cut the nails of the dog So they don't damage your floor or furniture And there's these areas near the dog's bum That need to be cleaned as well And I don't think you want to do that at home But the dog groomer will do that for you So maybe, you know, 2 or 3 times a year Treat your dog nice, take him to the dog groomer. Okay, next, we have something for cats now. This is the cat teaser wand. The cat teaser wand. Cats love to play, as many people know, and one of the things they love to do most is chase things, jump after things.
Yeah.
A cat teaser wand is very useful. Usually it's something long that you hold in your hand, kind of like a fishing rod. It might be made of plastic. It'll have a piece of string on the end with something that the cat will chase, maybe a mouse-shaped toy or a feather, and then you just kind of dance it around and the cat chases it. I love to do it in circles, and my cat just runs in circles.
Okay.
Because he's not very smart, but it's great fun. So it's just a way to exercise your cat.
Okay, cat teaser wand 就是逗猫棒，其中的 tease 当然就是逗弄的意思。而 wand 大家如果知道这个神仙会拿的 magic wand 或是 Harry Potter 这种人，他会拿的这个魔法棒 ，wand 就是棒的意思喽。Okay, and how do we use this?
My cat enjoys chasing the feather on the cat teaser wand. My cat enjoys chasing the feather on the cat teaser wand.
我的猫喜欢就是追逐逗猫棒上面的羽毛啦。
Okay, now if you're taking your dog or cat or other animal to the vet, the doctor, or the groomer, you'll need a carrier. That's a big box that you can put the dog in. They'll have a handle that you can carry it with, a door on either end so that they don't get...too scared or hurt and run away. So the carrier is basically like a suitcase for the pet, like luggage to carry your dog or cat.
宠物的行李
And if you travel by plane also, you'll need one of those. Yeah.
Carrier 就是这个宠物的外出笼 And how do we say that?
Kathy travels with her cat in a carrier on the train. Kathy travels with her cat in a carrier on the train. I think you have to.
Right.
You can't take your dog on or your cat without the carrier. All right, so there you go. 6 great words to take care of your pet even more carefully. All right, well, I feel we're getting pretty well prepared. I'm starting to make a list in my mind. I have a carrier. I have the cat teaser one. The funny thing about cats and toys is that the toys you don't spend money on are just as popular as the ones you buy, like the cat teaser one. My cat loves the cat teaser wand. But if I take a piece of paper and make it into a ball and just throw it on the floor, my cat loves that too.
Okay, your cat is very easy to
please. You don't have to think too much about cat toys because they just love to chase almost anything.
Right, like cockroaches. Okay,
sure,
我真的觉得猫咪好像他们的玩具真的就是不要花太多钱，可能在家里随便逗弄它的话，它都会非常的 high. Okay, so we'll find out more words tomorrow, right? Okay, so stay tuned. Bye.
I always have problems sticking to my New Year's resolutions after January.
I always have problems sticking to my New Year's resolutions after January.
Hello, everyone. I'm Winnie. 虽然说新年许了新希望，但是有多少人真的可以认真执行到12月啊？一定超容易就放弃的吧？我觉得我好像1月开始执行，1月底就坚持不下去了。
I always have problems sticking to my New Year's resolution after January. 我总是有点难坚持我的新年新希望超过一月。这里我们来学一个实用的片语 stick to。Stick to 表示坚持信守，比如说你要鼓励别人坚持梦想，梦想就会成真，就可以说 Stick to your dreams and your dreams will come true。 哇，这好像有点太正向了。我们再举一个例子好了， Stick to what you have, not what you don't。 意思有点就是类似要知足啦。今天的小句会开头说 I have a problem doing something， 意思就是说我做什么什么事情有困难。你也可以改变成说 I have trouble doing something or I have difficulty doing something. For example, I have a problem saying no to French fries. 我对薯条有无法说不的困扰，就是说我没办法对薯条说不啦。啊，今年的新希望是减肥，希望今年我戒薯条可以超过一月啦。 Because I always have problems sticking to my New Year's resolution after January.Alright, 那新年我们就一起彼此督促吧。小聚会 ,see you tomorrow!
I always have problems sticking to my New Year's resolutions after January.
I always have problems sticking to my...
Chit Chat!
那我明天已经起不来了，一定要饭店人员来 morning call 一下。
是可以啦，不过记得你要说 wake up call 哦。
Okay, okay, I'm up. Let me sleep for another 5 minutes.
Hello, 拉拉，你快来，我已经等你一个小时了。
I slept for another hour, sorry, but I'm sure I did wake up, but I just couldn't get up.
好了好了，我待会马上准备就出门了啦。哎呦 ，I did wake up, but I just couldn't get up. 对了，大家知不知道这句话出现的 wake up 和 get up 有什么不同吗？很多人可是不清楚的哦。Wake up 是用在意识比较不清楚的时候，眼睛睁开来苏醒这样的意思，而 get up 则是用来表示我们比较有清楚意识的时候起来起身这样子的意思，所以要可能做出起床或是下床这样的动作哦。所以像是刚刚我真的有醒来 wake up， 只是我没有力气 get up 起身哦。 I did wake up but I just don't have the energy to get up。另外我们也常用片语 wake somebody up 来表示叫某人起床把他叫醒，像是我每次都会叫我朋友周末早上不要打电话以免吵醒我。 Don't call me and wake me up on weekend mornings.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以下次你要叫别人醒来就要说 wake up， 而起床就是 get up。而如果到饭店的时候希望他可以打电话叫你起床，记得要用 wake up call， 不要用中式英语 morning call。
What does my pet need?
Leash.
Leash.
For the safety of park visitors, please keep your dog on a leash.
For the safety of park visitorsPlease keep your dog on a leash.
Collar.
Collar.
I'll need a large collar to fit around my big dog's neck.
I'll need a large collar to fit around my big dog's neck.
Tag.
Tag.
We found the lost cat's owners by calling the phone number on the tag.
We found the lost cat's owners...by calling the phone number on the tag.
Groomer.
Groomer.
The groomer is bathing and cleaning the dog.
The groomer is bathing and cleaning the dog.
Cat teaser wand.
Cat teaser wand.
My cat enjoys chasing the feather on the cat teaser wand.
My cat enjoys chasing the feather on the cat teaser wand.
Carrier.
Carrier.
Kathy travels with her cat in a carrier on the train.
Kathy travels with her cat in a carrier on the train.